Today's the deadline to register to vote in next month's special election to fill that congressional seat that was vacated by State Attorney General Javier Becerra. Becerra got the job to succeed now Senator Kamala Harris after Governor Brown tapped him to do it and the state legislature approved him. His former 34th congressional district is a big one. It includes residents from many parts of Los Angeles, from Koreatown to downtown to Eagle Rock. There are about 300,000 people registered to vote in that district. And complicating things even further is the sheer number of people who are vying to replace him in that district. Kevin Roderick is here for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
23 candidates, to be exact, on the April 4th ballot. How are voters trying to make sense of all of this?
Are you suggesting that's not enough?
23, and I'm thinking, boy, that's a lot of cable spots.
Well, there are a lot of lessons to be taken away from that, and we'll talk about them as we go into this discussion.
Nearly two dozen candidates. There is just one Republican running, which is also interesting, a guy named William Morrison. Why is this seat considered a safe Democratic one?
Well, it has a majority of Democratic voters and has voted Democratic for a long time. And I think you take all of those things, it's been represented by a Democrat for I don't know about forever, but for a long time, Becerra is a Democrat. But, you know, what's really interesting about that is you're in Los Angeles, probably the capital of the resistance to Donald Trump. And this is the first election that's being held since Trump took office for a congressional seat in the country. So I think that adds to the both the Democratic fervor in this district, but also it adds to the interest that the rest of the country is pointing toward this little congressional district in central Los Angeles.
You know, much of the criticism, Kevin, of the Democratic Party since the election and even before, I can honestly say, has centered on the fact that it has become out of touch, mm-hmm. Especially with its progressive roots, that it needs new blood. Tell us about some of the candidates that fit that mold. Is there anybody running who is running with that in mind? We're trying to get the Democratic Party back to its roots.
Yeah, you know, in a field of 23, you can imagine there's lots of different stories there. And although not a lot of, you know, a huge gap in the way in people's political views, I mean, they're all liberal Democrats who are running here, not literally all, but almost all. And they range from Assemblyman Jimmy Gomez, who is, I guess you would say he's running as the mainstream Democrat. He's got the endorsement of Becerra and of Mayor Eric Garcetti. Lots of other state legislators and Democratic officials are backing him. Sarah Hernandez comes out of the Democratic background as well. She had been an aide to Councilman Jose Huizar and involved in some community activities. But then you do have some candidates. Comes to mind, Wendy Carrillo is one who is very closely connected to Bernie Sanders. There's a couple of Bernie Sanders candidates in the race. And that's one of the reasons that people are really interested in what's going to happen here. Because, you know, when you have a field of 23 candidates, it's going to narrow down to two,
right,
in a runoff, and there'll be two Democrats almost certainly. And really, what everyone will want to see is, what is the message that's going to come out of the 34th district? One, is it, are the Democrats, did they get engaged? Are they really mad about Trump? And are they going to come out and vote? Because in a special election for an open congressional seat, they usually don't. And here you're in Los Angeles, and so we can say they usually don't vote for anything.
For anything in a special election. And we just had an election on March 7th. We had an election in November. It just seems like, I mean, are people, do you think, electioned out?
Well, that adds to it. And that's the question, right? Are they electioned out, or are they so upset about Donald Trump and the threat of families in this district being broken up by deportations and other Trump policies coming home to root in this very district? Is that enough to get people to vote in central Los Angeles? And everyone's watching to see, because it also is a foretelling of what's going to happen in 2018 when the Democrats hope that they're able to make some inroads against the Republicans in Congress and dilute Trump's power.
The election is April 4th, so just a few weeks from now, with 23 candidates on the ballot. A runoff is highly likely, as you mentioned. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.